Welcome to an HBO podcast from the HBO Late Night series, Real Time with Bill Maher.
We're on the overtime. Okay, 50 years after the Voting Rights Act, are minorities still being disenfranchised? Yes, next question.
Yes.
Duh, yeah, I mean.
May I say one little fact?
Yeah, please, yes, I'm sure you can.
The one time black people voted in an election equal to whites was when Obama got elected.
Equal percentage-wise.
Percentage-wise. But, and guess what's been happening, cutting it back ever since against black
voters.
Oh,
yes.
I mean, big
right.
time. Big
oh,
time.
Yes. ID laws, voter ID laws.
No, bad. Like in Louisiana, yeah. You got to have ID, you got to have a picture,
yeah.
You got to...
No, I mean, the demographics, as you well know, are against the Republican Party. So, answer, cheat. Okay.
He's so subtle. I love this show.
Yeah,
you learn that in catechism. You got to say the answer. You got to say it.
You know, I still have my...
I know it's going to be... I don't want to see your scars.
No. I was going to... You don't even know what I'm going to say and you're against me. I was going to say, I still have the... Boy, I can smell the weed from here.
That's her. That's her. My bad.
I'm so sorry.
He got the weed.
Yeah. But I still have the mimeograph sheet that they gave out with all the questions that we had to memorize, 100 of them, like, where is God? God is everywhere. Then why do I have to come here? All right. Will Hillary's plan to make college more affordable win over a key demographic? Wow. Who's writing these questions?
Well, it should, though.
Yeah,
I mean, today...
Of course.
Wait. Today, though, I mean, if anybody who watched this this week, she's talking about massive investment in college affordability, allowing students to be able to refinance their loans at regular rates rather than these ridiculous rates. But today... Today, she did something really interesting, which was that she unveiled a portion of the plan that allowed for... parents, working parents, to be given grants and services so that they can go to college as well as make sure that their kids are taken care of. Really important for single mothers in particular. So
good for her.
Love that. Yeah.
That's really important.
Talib, why did you decide to release your album for free? Well, maybe because no one buys it anymore.
No.
Steal it.
Yeah,
they'd steal it anyway.
Yeah, people don't buy music. They'd rather stream and pay money to streaming companies.
It's horrible.
You know, and it's convenient. You know, it's as horrible as it is, it's my responsibility to do something about it. It's not on the consumer to do something about the new business model. And so the way I do
it... I disagree with that.
Well, I don't think it's fair, but that's how it is. It's my responsibility. I don't think it's fair.
You wouldn't say that about it. You wouldn't say that about civil rights. It's just how it is. It's not fair.
It's not. Well, it's not quite. It's tactics and strategies. So I have a website now, QualityClub.com. You come to my website. Ryan Leslie, an R&B artist, great guy. He built it for me. You come to my website. You log in. I get your email. I help people with their homework. I listen to demo tapes, all that. People come by directly for me. We sell your book there. We sell books.
Wait, you help people with their homework?
Oh, yeah. People have sent me their homework, and I've helped them with their homework.
Oh, wow.
We sell books. We sell art. I sell my music. And in order to get people there, I have an album called Fuck the Money. Pardon me. And
I'm so sorry.
You know, it's too late.
Back. Boy, that offends me terribly, sister.
I have fans who have come there support me all year at QualityClub.com, so I give them a free album. You know, to keep them coming there.
Good.
You know, I don't want to mass market and try to canvas the whole market. I want to market to the niche of people who really support me.
And you didn't jam it in everybody's iPod like
YouTube. I'm not YouTube.
Right.
Definitely. Okay.
That's a venial sin, right? Cool. When you say a bad word, that's not a mortal sin.
No, and all that was pre-Vatican. You know, we don't talk about venials and mortals anymore.
I knew all the degrees of it. I didn't know anything about the Catholic Church anymore. I'm going to
follow Pope Francis. He's showing us. Bring us to the gospel.
No more venial and mortal sins?
Can you handle it?
I guess I can. It's been so long.
By the way, Bill, you know...
So they're all just sins.
You do know an atheist is the one who's against the theism of the time. It's against theism, so
sure.
Hey.
Well, no, it's just the absence of theism, not against.
Or just opposing it, just saying that's not real.
Well, that's
and let's
not
get real.
Exactly. I couldn't have said it better myself, and I probably did.
Glad to help.
Okay, Doug. We got to do a comedy act.
I know. You got to do
it. Humor is really important.
It is so important. It is so important.
There's a straight man
over
here.
I do it on talks
yes.
on the death penalty.
You could do a ventriloquist act. I could be the dummy. You could be like, ladies and gentlemen, I'm so sorry for my atheist dummy over here.
No, you know all of Woody Allen's good jokes about I don't believe in the afterlife, but I'm bringing a change of underwear. Yeah. I mean, you know, he had a lot of good stuff.
Doug, if Trump runs as a third-party candidate, will that destroy any chance of a Republican winning in 2016?
It sure doesn't help, and that's why I think he's basically been Hillary Clinton's unsecret weapon. Everything he does. I mean, you're loving everything Donald Trump does, right?
I thoroughly enjoy everything.
That tells you everything.
Who doesn't?
I mean...
That tells
but
you everything.
All I can say is, if well, you read you know, The Art of the Deal, his book, and he talks about how you gain leverage, he has got the Republican Party by the short neck.
He's got them by whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. Right, by whatever or wherever.
Is my presence changing the vocabulary? That is-
For the better, sister.
Okay, thank you, brother.
Sister. Is the FBI investigation into Hillary's email going to come up with anything of consequence?
No.
I agree.
You know, I just got an email from the State Department IG, as did all my colleagues when I was chief of staff in the State Department, and we have to now furnish information to the Inspector General
because
on what
this?
We did with our emails.
Because you have emails from Hillary?
Well, Powell had a laptop in his office.
He had private emails.
Powell had
he
a laptop. I corresponded with him on his laptop on AOL. Steve
on
Case and
email.
George Tenet set it up. Yeah.
Watch out. You're going to be hauled in.
Yeah, I mean, who? What do they think they're going to find? She is the most boring centrist America has. Seriously, this is not Che Guevara in a pantsuit. Yeah. This is. She's just not that kind of person.
Well,
that would ever.
She. You know, it's just crazy.
Plus, crazy.
These emails that were sent to her were later classified or marked as. There's two of them marked as classified. You know, she didn't. Passed them. They came to her, and they were later marked as classified after she turned them back to the State Department. You know, it's just a. It's
what
a.
Do they have
if it hadn't nothing. Been this, wouldn't it have been something?
Of course.
I mean, it's always something with the Clintons. And that's one of the challenges. Is this story reminds a lot of voters why they're uneasy with Hillary Clinton? And look, she's done very well in blaming a lot of things on the vast right wing conspiracy. And little secret, there is one. We have regular meetings, and we've been pretty productive with it. But you can't call Barack Obama's FBI the vast right-wing conspiracy. And so the pushback that they're already doing on this, these are the kinds of things that happen when you run for president, just isn't true.
Are you going after Colin Powell next, then?
He's not running for president, is he?
Well,
no, but we like Colin Powell.
But, I know, but he had the same email setup.
But it wasn't the same setup. And what we've seen is Hillary Clinton's story has changed repeatedly. It's why she jumped into the race so quickly and got ahead of her campaign. There were Hillary Clinton surrogates. I would go on TV with them who would say, I don't know what I'm going to say about the emails because I'm not getting any information.
But this idea that there have been so many Clinton scandals, wasn't that something fabricated by the right-wing conspiracy? Because even in the Ken Starr report, he said, I looked into all of them and I got nothing but the blowjob. Excuse me, sister.
and also, why is...
It's a dirty world. I'm not dirty.
You know what's obscene? The death penalty's obscene.
That's
torture's
right.
obscene.
That's
Guantanamo's
right.
obscene.
That's
the
right.
real obscenity.
That's right. There was nothing obscene about a blowjob, at least in my house.
But that was perfect. What you just say is
right.
Okay, and we'll end with that question for you. I had it about, I just had it here. Oh, is solitary confinement cruel and unusual punishment? Yes, I would say,
yes.
Right?
When you go to prison...
Uh-oh.
Government owns you. No, really. You do Smart. Not have civil rights in a prison. You can be beat up. There was a case that got to the Supreme Court, Louisiana guy at Angola Prison, handcuffed behind his back, and the guards beat a lot out of him, broke his nose. It came before the Supreme Court, and Clarence Thomas and Justice Scalia said, prison is a place of pain, deal with it, and they did not see it as cruel and unusual punishment. You die because you don't get medical care. Prison is a terrible place to be, right, and solitary confinement. Human beings, we're dialogic. We live because we talk. Right. We even do dialogue in our own head.
Right.
And it drives people crazy. But
right.
they can do anything.
And America did a horrible thing some years ago. It decided that when we put people into prison, we can completely forget about them.
Oh.
And they are just horrible humans who get whatever they deserve. And, of course, that is such silly thinking.
Because and now
there
we
are
have,
some truly
have,
horrible people oh, there. But most people are...
We have more people in prison than almost any country in the world,
any?
And most
yes.
of them are there for drugs.
Right. right.
The
and
drug war is a total, utter, abysmal failure.
Right.
Who taught you English?
Yeah.
And we're going to go prove that right now.
it's no coincidence that you are ward of the state. You know, slavery was very profitable for
yeah.
America. Jim Crow was very profitable for America. You need a system to replace it. Yeah. You have poor people, people of color, who are being overly criminalized, who are being ushered into these the prison
it.
Industrial complex. Is and to talk about the prison industrial complex and not talk about the racial overtones that are why is like
huge.
It is dishonest. And
yeah.
and I think we.
But, and one of the if I could end on one of the more encouraging notes. In this polarized country where the parties almost never work together, this is finally something
yeah.
where they are working
yeah.
together.
Well, we're getting
they kind of agree on
crime.
This, that we went too far
yeah.
with the prison system,
yeah. Yeah.
and we have to undo it.
Yeah. A lot of it's happening in the States.
In the States.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you very much.
That's
audience,
right.
thank you.
Bye.
See you next week.
Join new episodes of Real Time with Bill Maher every Friday night at 10, or watch him anytime on HBO On Demand. For more information, log on to HBO.com.